Hello, my name is Nini. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am.
Vaccine appointment?
No, ma'am, not specifically about an appointment. I'm calling to ask a question about eligibility.
Go ahead, thank you.
My wife and I are both 60 years old. We have various medical problems ourselves, asthma. I have ankylosing spondylitis, high blood pressure, that sort of thing. But we provide care, in-home care. My wife's mother's 92 and lives in the house with us, and we provide care for her. Thinking about frontline workers being eligible, we were wondering, would we be eligible because of that?
How old are you?
My wife and I are 60 each.
Yeah, first of all, the vaccine appointment line takes everyone. So you are welcome to have that number and to pre-register. And when they have an appointment, they'll call you.
Well, my question is, would we be eligible? I mean, would they even take us at this point?
Yes.
Because we're providing care to a 92-year-old, would we be eligible to be able to join in the first, or not the first round, but they're in round 1B now. Would we be eligible to get a vaccine at this time?
We cannot say to you when you would be able to go. Each county registers its own people according, you know, so there, we take the vaccine line will take your information, and then each site will say when you come in. So let me give you that number. Say it again, please. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I apologize. I did not mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
It's okay. I'm listening to you.
That's fine. We have actually called and given them our names before, but it was before the online system came up.
All right.
We've not heard anything one way or the other from them.
You've not heard since you've been registered, pre-registered?
No, ma'am. We have not heard anything.
Okay, then that does mean things are a bit extended. That's all that means. Meaning, if you haven't heard, it's because it is an extensive time, and it means you going to certain sites then, when you call the vaccine line, you can ask them for that address, what a site it is, and asking, if you're in an urgent and you're not waiting, don't want to wait, then call. I mean, go by or call to that direct site and ask questions about their procedure and timing. You're still on the list. At least you'll still be on the vaccine list. But you can
be more
direct.
Yeah. So I'm in Montgomery. Who would I talk to? Who would I call?
Let me give you the phone number. Vaccine appointment line. They're the ones who pre-register you according to county. 855-566-5333.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And do you want the website as well?
Oh, that'd be great. Yes.
CDC.gov.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
C like cat, D like dog, C like cat. .gov, CDC.gov.
Oh, CDC.gov. Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.